UB40 and 98.3, The Coast, the best mix, with the best mix in the morning show and your daily dish here for Friday. Mia Farrow has addressed the vicious rumors about deaths of her three children. The actress headed to Twitter Wednesday night and wrote, quote, "Few families are perfect, and any family who has suffered the loss of a child knows that pain is merciless and ceaseless. However, some vicious rumors based on untruths have appeared online concerning the lives of my three children. To honor their memory, their children, and every family that has dealt with the death of a child, I am posting this message." Mia then explained how the three of the adopted children died. Tam, she wrote, died at age 17 from an accidental prescription drug overdose. Lark died at age 35 from complications of HIV/AIDS. And Thaddeus died at age 29 by suicide. The Twitter post came after the release of Alan V. Farrow, HBO's four-part documentary about Dylan Farrow's molestation allegations against Woody Allen. While the documentary doesn't talk about the deaths of Farrow's children, they are mentioned in a 2018 essay that has resurfaced. The essay was written by Moses Farrow, another adopted child of Alan and Farrow, and in it, Moses defends his father and accuses Mia of abusing her adopted children. Also, an old family photo surfaced that appeared to show one of her daughters intentionally removed from the image. Mia called the deaths unspeakable tragedies and added that any other speculation about their deaths is to dishonor their lives and the lives of their children and loved ones. The box office is roaring back to life thanks to Godzilla and King Kong. The monster flick premiered on Wednesday with $9.6 million in revenue, which is the best opening day total of the coronavirus era, according to Variety. Godzilla vs. Kong benefited from the fact that it played in more theaters than any other movie released during the pandemic. It debuted in 2,409 theaters and will expand to over 3,000 locations by Friday. More than 94% of U.S. theaters have reopened, according to Warner Brothers. Many, however, are running at reduced capacity. Wonder Woman 1984 had the previous biggest opening weekend of the pandemic with $16.7 million and the best opening day total with $7.5 million on Christmas Day. Godzilla vs. Kong, which earned $121 million overseas last week, is also streaming on HBO Max. And Life and Style magazine says Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's son Archie is ready to become a big brother. A source tells the magazine, quote, "Archie can't wait to meet his baby sister and loves putting his hand on his mommy's tummy, feeling the baby move. He's such a caring, bright, loving little boy and is super advanced for his age. Archie's a real water baby and loves being in the pool, and Harry can't wait to teach him to swim this summer." That is your Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show in 98.3 The Coast.